once again. Roll, pop, tell your neighbor, tell a friend.
You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234, and we thank you for your support. Good evening. I'm John Henningsgaard, your volunteer host this evening. We are going to be checking out the jazz scene on America Avenue right here in downtown Bemidji. So pleased that you could be with us. Taking a quick look at the weather around the Northland. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures somewhere in the lower 50s as a low. So winds out of the south 5 to 15. And those winds are going to continue out of the south and keep the temperatures very warm for this time of year. Sun cloud mix tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. And looking ahead to Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, continued warm temperatures in the middle to upper 70s on Tuesday. Winds picking up a bit out of the southeast, 10 to 15. Yes, indeed. I just want to remind you that you can find the latest Up North report at KAXE.org. News from our region heard on the morning show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or as a podcast. And if you know of some news in your region that we should know about, do email us at news@kaxe.org. Shanda Rule was born in Chicago and now is living in Vienna, Austria, where she is working at the University of Music and Performing Arts, Vienna. She went to Howard University, had a journalism degree, and then got into the corporate world, but stepped out to pursue music, her real passion. And that's what she's been able to do. So we're going to hear a little bit from Shanda Rule, playing along with her quintet. In this track features Xenia Strigali. The recording was made at Ladbroke Hall. It says, Under the Moon and Over the Sky.
Like the wings of a bird, love soaring way up high, under the moon and over the sky.
School, the proper and the prude school, where it's stiff upper lip, stay quietly hip, and never reveal what you feel. As opposed to the new school, the recently tattooed school, where it's in your face, and crank up the bass, and climb to the top of the pile. I prefer a much lower profile for my style. I could bring a big sound blaster, sing louder, play faster, but that's a recipe for sheer disaster, a catastrophe, and it wouldn't be the Hopi way. I could wear one small gold earring, make phone calls while steering, and boogie till I lose my hearing. Not my cup of tea, 'cause it wouldn't be the Hopi way. Wouldn't be the Hopi way. To be loud, to be lewd, to be raw, to be rude, for the sake of just making my day. No way. So if that's the way they want to play it, my scruples outweigh it. That is why I must nay-nay it, though it may be the game of the day I don't want to play, 'cause it wouldn't be the Hopi way. 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 I'm from the old school, and that's my alma mater, where you button your coat and don't rock the boat and don't blow your cool was the rule. Behold now the new school, where temperaments run hotter and they taunt and they gloat and they go for the throat and they put their opponents to shame. Now you know that was never the name of my game. I cannot deny I'd love it to tell them to shove it, but still I must remain above it. That's barbarity, and it wouldn't be the Hopi way. I could so succinctly say it, two short words convey it, but clearly I cannot okay it. That's vulgarity, and it wouldn't be the Hopi way. Wouldn't be the Hopi way. To be cold, to be cruel, and use that as a tool for the sake of just saying my say. No way. So I've decided I won't sweat it. The new school, forget it. But don't forget to give me credit, even though I'm no Hopi per se. That's the part I play, 'cause that would be the Hopi way. 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 That would be the Hopi way.
Hopi way. That would be the Hopi way.
The Hopi way. That would be the Hopi way.
Thank you.
University of Illinois Urbana students. One more time, the Memphis Nighthawks, off of their 1977 Jazz Lips LP, maybe the only album that they recorded. I sure enjoy that sound. That was the Temptation Rag. And we heard from Mr. Dave Frischberg, 2003, on a return trip to the Big Apple. He sang there live, the Hopi Way, a multifaceted tune. And we started things off with Under the Moon and Over the Sky from the Chandra Rule Quintet featuring saxophonist Xenia Strigalev. You are listening to Jazz on America Avenue at 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE, people-powered radio in the Northland. I'm John Henningsgaard. Thanks for being with us. We receive support from the Watermark Art Center in downtown Bemidji with exhibits, classes, and handcrafted original art made by regional artists found in their Shop 505. The center is accessible and open to the public. WatermarkArtCenter.org. And programming is supported as well by The Forge in Grand Rapids, offering a space where students, entrepreneurs, and workers can bring their ideas to evolve into products, careers, or businesses. Building a culture of innovation and diversity in the heart of Itasca County. Learn more at The Forge Itasca, theforgeitasca.org, where ideas take shape. And Adventures in Lifelong Learning continues its fall season every Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Bemidji Eagles Club. Coffee and treats are served beginning at 9:40. There will be a variety of speakers each week. Find a full schedule on Facebook. Look for Bemidji Adventures in Lifelong Learning right there on Facebook. Sheila Jordan was born in Detroit City and grew up in a Pennsylvania coal mining town before she moved to New York City in 1951. Studied music under couple of people, including Charles Mingus, had a breakthrough album in 62 with Blue Note Records, and a career that spanned 60 years. Ms. Jordan passed away in August. We heard from her last month, singing the Sheila Jordan blues. And this month I thought we'd hear a couple things a little more serious than that. So we're going to hear a track off of a Steve Swallow album in which Jordan sings the music to a Robert Creeley poem. The album is built around Creeley poems. This is entitled In the Fall.
Difference if it's sweet or hot. give the rhythm everything you have got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Swinging's real easy, it's not hard to do. All you gotta do is get the rhythm into you. Makes no difference if it's right or wrong, as long as you keep swinging with the song. Start to swing, hi, hi, ho, ho, now you're swinging with a swing. Swing, 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 everybody start to swing, hi, hi, ho, ho, now you're swinging with a swing.
Change me. No, 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 no. slipper, no Cinderella, I got no glass slipper. Whoa, watch out, because I'm slipping on insecurity. I need you to hurry up and change me. I need you to know that I'm a fixer-upper. I need you to fix me glass and plus surrender. I need you to help me with the surrender.
Thank you.
Jay McShann from 1978, The Last of the Blue Devils, RCA Records. That was Blue Devil Jump. And we heard from Brittany Davis, a young pianist, improvisationalist, and also vocalist from Seattle, Washington. Her recent album entitled Black Thunder was laid down in 2 days, 17 tracks, playing with bassist Evan Flory Barnes and drummer Devon Lewis. Change Me. And then at the top, we heard a couple of things honoring Sheila Jordan. She did the poem there, the Robert Creeley poem, on the Steve Swallow album, In the Fall, and then with the Harvey Swartz, a duo there, Sheila Jordan and Harvey Swartz, It Don't Mean a Thing. Well, you are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 out of Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE out of Bagley, Bemidji, and that's where I am tonight, right on America Avenue here. This is Jazz on America Avenue. We do this every Sunday night. I do believe David John will be in the chair next Sunday. Thanks for joining us. We receive support from the Lakes Country Journal, a local local lifestyle magazine, sharing stories about places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. More at lakecountryjournal.com. And programming is supported also by Empty Bowls, fighting local hunger and building a stronger community with the Grand Rapids and Deer River Community Cafe. The event is happening Thursday, October 23rd at Timberlake Lodge from 11 to 2 and continues from 4 to 7. Tickets include soup and a locally made ceramic bowl. More information on Facebook at Itasca Empty Bowls Project. Adventures in Lifelong Learning continues its fall season every Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Bemidji Eagles Club. Coffee and treats are served beginning at 9:40. There will be a variety of speakers each week. Find a full schedule on Facebook. And the Minnesota Department of Transportation has an open house from 4 to 6 this Tuesday at Park Rapids City Hall. Learn about the Highway 71 corridor study. There will not be a formal presentation, so you may come and go as you wish. Well, a couple years back, we received an LP from London, UK, from the Total Refreshment Center, kind of a hangout for local jazz musicians in London there. They're kind of sharing ideas and a place for them to be creative and do their thing. So this is it's a compilation LP. It was 2023. This is off of Blue Note Records. We're going to hear from Byron Wallen with Closed Circle.
Mm-hmm.